is Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI, toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio tonight on this Twitter Tuesday, it's Ian.
A scientific genius named Johnny Ray.
And good evening.
And Mark.
All right. So, you know, you can always bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. We're still, everything's okay up here in New Hampshire as far as the weather situation is concerned.
Sure, rub it in. I mean, things look pretty rough in Jersey right about
now. Yeah, well, they got flooding, right? I think what's interesting is looking at the fake photos that have been being shared on social media. That's one of the more interesting stories out there.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, so there have been a variety of flooding slash hurricane scary photos that have been circulating as though they are this storm.
Right.
And in point of fact, they're not. And I don't remember if it was cracked, but there's something out there. I'm sure if you look at, you know, look for fake storm photos. Or no, Snopes has them, has a bunch of them. Like 20 different pictures that have just been seen all over social media that people are sharing as though they're actually occurring and that they're attached to this storm. But nah, not at all. Some of them are doctored. Some of them are actual storms photographed in other locations at other times, but they're not this one. So it's interesting that, you know, how can you tell, right? Who can verify these things? If somebody has a picture of a storm-looking thing and it looks like Jersey, then, you know.
Whatever. I mean, Jersey looks like every other place, right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, I never followed the weather. And when I was growing up, I used to wonder about why people were so interested in the weather. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the reason is that the weather is, I mean, that's God. That's the weather controls your life to a great extent. There's sure. nothing you can do about it. So as I've gotten older, I've learned to appreciate the Weather Channel and stuff more and more.
It's true. Well, I mean, also, when you own something like a house, then the weather becomes a serious concern because at that point, you know, renters aren't liable for the damage to their homes. But
I didn't pay as much attention to the weather when I lived in Florida either. They say that once the...
Even when you owned your home?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. You knew
when the hurricane was coming, though.
Well, you put an umbrella in your car,
mm-hmm.
and you've got the weather handled, except for hurricanes in Florida, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you don't need a snow shovel in Florida.
A cold snap here and there could kill some plants.
Yeah, the worst case scenario. I never had any plants I worried about in Florida, as far as that went. So, you know, generally people don't worry about the weather unless, you know, when it's relatively nice out.
So, anyway, just figured to give you an update. We're still on the air, thank goodness. Hopefully you're all right down there. 855-450-FREE or wherever you are. 1-855-450-3733. You know, gambling is in the news again. This time it's gambling leagues that are being cracked down on by various different state governments, including Florida as well as Maine. We can tell you about what happened in those incidents. One of them was a poker game raided with a $0 buy-in. We'll tell you more about that. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls here. Chris is on the line listening in California. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hello. It's good to hear you guys are all right.
Thanks, Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I've seen on FreeKing.com somebody had their sign stolen by an officer.
Yeah, this was it was actually a parody sign. It was not an actual Romney sign. It was maybe one that had been modified or specially created just for this. And the person who was putting the sign up was definitely not a Romney fan.
Said something bad about Romney. I can't remember exactly
what. It said it sucks. Something sucks. I'll pull it up here. Honk. I can't read the full text because of the glare of the flash. Honk if something sucks. Romney fisting America.
Yeah.
MittRomney.com.
Well,
so, yes, that man's sign was stolen by King police officers, and the story is there. What about it?
Well, I know that y'all aren't into using the violence of the government and whatnot, but increasingly these cops are moving to kill free speech by just doing whatever they want. And Title 18 of the U.S. Code, under Section 242, I believe it is, states that people who violate rights can be arrested under federal charges and do up to a year in jail, and that doesn't exclude penalties, you know, for murder or whatever. And so you could actually get federally charged for murder under that statute because you're violating somebody's right to life. And if everybody
is this the 1983
right
statutes?
Huh?
Are these the 1983 statutes, as they're called?
I'm not familiar with that.
There's some sort of federal code called 1983 that is supposed to protect people's rights, and then when it's violated, that there are, you know, you can sue the state government.
This is what the Rodney King beaters got beaten upon.
Yeah, there are a number of, you know, ways that one could go, you know, after these state actors through the state system. I don't oppose those methods. I just don't know how to do any of it, and I don't know anybody who, you know, the liberty lawyers are not beating down our door to come and take these various different oppressors to court to try to stick it to them and teach them a lesson, that sort of thing. So, you know, I absolutely agree with you. I think there are some real good cases here for deprivation of rights and in a variety of different ways. And certainly I've experienced it personally multiple times. I've watched it happen. I've witnessed it. And I've been a part of it just as recently as Thursday when I was arrested for operating a video camera at the town hall in Palmer, Massachusetts. I mean, clear violation of freedom of the press.
Yeah.
Crystal clear. But, you know, again,
you should be able to file charges, though. With the FBI.
Should be is a true statement.
Title.
Yeah, you're probably absolutely right that I should be able to file charges. However, I have no idea how to do that. I'm not an attorney. I'm not trained in being an attorney. And, my life is full of other things that, you know, take my time. I mean, I spend enough time working on filing motions and things like that. That's why I say if some attorney would step up who knows how to do these things and take on all these activist cases, there's plenty. There's plenty to choose from. Plenty of people have been aggressed against. Plenty of people have been harmed who are peaceful folks. I mean, Rich Paul right now is facing 3 to 7 years or more, and more than that in prison. Actually, maybe like 20. I don't even know. A lot of, he's got 4 felony charges, so that could be a serious prison term. You know, so he's facing a lot of time. I'm facing some time, and I'm not. You know, we're not the only ones. It's just that we're not experts at this. And Daryl Perry from FPP.cc, who we're probably gonna have on Friday night this week. Daryl filed suit against the city of Keene. He's the first activist that I've seen file a suit, you know, some sort of a civil suit. He filed suit against the city of Keene for waking him up during the raid that they made on the Keene Activity Center a few months ago.
I filed a suit back in 2008.
Against the city?
Against the town.
Really? Okay.
What about personally? Personally filing suit against these people?
Well, they have immunity, so...
If they don't have standing, they got to go in and fight it. They got to go in and say, "Oh, this person doesn't have standing." So they will beat the rap, but
well, the city will hire an attorney for them. The city will hire an attorney, like they did for the suit with Daryl. They then, you know, spend money on that attorney. The case goes
for it.
The case goes through, you know, a couple of turns. The judge kicks the case out because the state has sovereign immunity and or like 3 different kinds of qualified immunity and some other kind of immunity.
And you get a bill for $250 an hour.
Well, now they haven't done that yet to Daryl.
They can,
but they absolutely can.
That's what they did to me on my case.
And the attorney made a motion for it. I didn't realize that happened with you too, Mark.
They threatened it, and that's basically, you know,
but they didn't go through with it.
They said if I dropped the case that
they wouldn't do that.
I looked at the law the way they interpreted it, and I saw the hole that they're talking about, and
so
I got scared.
Daryl, all he was asking for was an apology initially. They wouldn't give it to him, so he filed suit for $20 a day. Ever since, you know, however many days it had been since the raid, since he didn't get an apology. And now, if they rule in the favor of the attorney, because the attorney put a motion in saying, "Hey, fees should come from the plaintiff."
Did they do that?
The attorney did. Yes. Okay. The motion has not been ruled on at this point. It's been a couple of weeks. But if the judge wanted to, she could just simply grant that motion and assign all the city of Keene's attorney's fees. Which, you know, if it's $250 an hour and he worked 40 hours, that's a lot of money.
I think if I was Daryl, Daryl's a principled man, but I'd be too scared to try something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real disincentive from suing the state, which is why I'd only want somebody who absolutely knew their S working on that case. And, Chris, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue.
blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-453, the Stickle CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy it there with you in studio. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And don't forget, if you would like to keep up to date with Free Talk Live, sign up for our news updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up for our emailed updates, follow us on Twitter or Facebook, whichever your
preference, whatever your method that you prefer, go to news.freetalklive.com and follow us in whatever way is best for you. They're all completely free.
So strategicsurvival.com, it's a book that gives you general preparedness ideas for many specific instances. Johnny Ray, you've been reading the book here, and tell me what your thoughts are.
That's right. I started reading it this week, and number one, I'm impressed with the way it's organized.
Mm-hmm.
It seems very modern, very relevant to today. I think I'm just going to open it up and take a look quickly. There's chapters in here about different levels, different retreat levels. It's about scenario-based survival. So it breaks down the scenario for you, and then it tells you how you can prepare specifically for that specific scenario.
So lots of different scenarios, and gives you specifics like product names and things like that, too.
Exactly. One of the author notes at the beginning of the book that he chose to mention when talking about products that are going to help in whatever scenario he's talking about. He mentions specific products, brand names, model names, tells you exactly the right thing to get. And I love that. And what I think is best about this book is that it'll give you peace of mind. I worry about what's happening in the world, and a lot of times with a lot of these specific scenarios, I got no idea what to do about it. But this book will fix that for me and for you too, Mark, everybody. It tells you exactly what you need to do, gives you peace of mind.
You know, the preppers in New Jersey and New York right now, they're doing fine. So strategicsurvival.com.
All right, so our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Oh, by the way, I mentioned Twitter previously. It is Twitter Tuesday, which means that if you tweet something at Free Talk Live, we'll see it and then follow you back as a result of you doing that. So tweet something, anything you want, at Free Talk Live, and that's how we see it happen. Okay, so 855-450-FREE. That's the number here. And by the way, I actually had put the hearing that I was talking about previously where Daryl Perry from FPP.cc was, you know, he had his case thrown out of court. You can listen to the attorney in that case blather on about their, you know, sovereign immunities and that sort of thing. And so it'll kind of give you some idea for what that scene was like.
Yeah, we've had government people call into the show and say there is no such thing as sovereign immunity.
Well, no, there are different. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably true. There is like a qualified immunity.
Sure, there
there's
is.
Some sort of other immunity.
There's
and so
all different kinds
they may
of immunity.
Not have actually used the term sovereign immunity, but they did name three different types of immunity that they had, which is what prevented them from being
it's
sued.
It's interesting how, you know, people in the government, they have immunity from being sued. But you and I, nope, no immunity. It's interesting.
Yep, so I'll get that up here at some point. We'll link over to it, and you'll be able to see that happen if that's something that interests you at freekeen.com. It'll be up later. So 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Anthony, listening in Florida. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just had a quick question.
All right,
what's that?
So I've been studying this whole medical marijuana thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you had any books that you could recommend or anything.
Books about medical marijuana specifically?
Or just about in general, you know?
Well, going in my early adult years, I came across a book called Marijuana Myths, Marijuana Facts, which for me was a really formative book because, you know, I had tried smoking cannabis as a teenager and, you know, did it a number of times, but not that often. And then I read Marijuana Myths, Marijuana Facts, and I realized how many lies really had been told about this. I mean, they really cover a lot of the classic myths about marijuana, like, you know, make a girl breasts, that sort of thing. Nonsensical stuff. And then the other stuff that sounds believable about it as well, just kind of like, I mean, again, it's been years since I've read the book, but it goes through 20 different really pervasive myths about marijuana.
There's always
just nails them.
Short-term memory, lethargy, things like this, yeah. They'll always talk about.
So I'd recommend that one, but there are a bunch of them out there, and maybe a good way to get that sort of question answered would be to post it over on our BBS or our Facebook page, and other listeners could kind of chime in online with their recommendations.
Yeah, I can't think of any books that I've read on there.
Books. Johnny, read any pop books?
No, I haven't read any pop books.
I mean, there's so many. There's probably so
most
many.
Most of my information I've gotten online.
Hey, Anthony, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck with your search. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Ian?
Yes.
I myself am on the horns of a mini dilemma right now. I'm wondering if marijuana is wrong for me because, specifically, because of this short-term memory loss.
Do you feel that you suffer short-term memory loss from using cannabis?
I do. But I know that when I was a kid, I had horrible short-term memory. I've always
That was the case with me. I remember being forgetful as a young person and pointing that out with my parents. So I don't really feel like cannabis has affected me.
I'm thinking about maybe trying a change of lifestyle and just seeing what it does.
I think you absolutely should do this with your life. You should see, you know, just try.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
If you smoke
pot, I quit for a year once.
Quit not smoking pot. See what that's like.
I remember when I was, when I was younger and still kind of paranoid about cannabis, even though I was using it, I was still kind of paranoid about it. So I told myself I wanted to quit for a whole month just to make sure I could. I think it was like 17 or 18, or I think it was like 18 around that time. And, yeah, I quit for a month and it was no problem. I mean, I thought about it a lot. And I was doing more research on marijuana during that month than I normally would have, you know, reading internet forums and things like that. So it became a little more central as far as what I was doing with my time, but I wasn't actually smoking it. And that wasn't a problem. Then the next year I did the same thing. And then 1 year, so I kind of made a little habit out of it, just quitting for a month every year. And then 1 year I quit for an entire year. My life wasn't any better.
I like to have a little bit of mind alteration every now and then, and yeah. I don't like alcohol. It gives me terrible heartburn.
Ooh. Not to mention it can do some other things that are nasty if you go overboard, right?
A lot more side effects to alcohol.
Do you get the heartburn just for drinking, you know, beer, or is it only if you pound them down, or, like, is there a line for you?
No, I need to pound them down to have a significant heartburn pain.
Yeah, it's probably just a bad idea to pound beers. I mean, in general, it's... If you don't get heartburn from it, you might not have a good feeling in the morning, right?
Yeah, well, you wake up with a headache. It's no fun.
So, I mean, for me, I think that my life wasn't better. In fact, I feel like it's better with cannabis. Look, I don't want to make it so that everybody goes out and smokes cannabis out there. That's not my goal here. It's just my own personal story is I feel like my life is more enriched with that in it. That's my observation after having not had it for an entire year.
I used to smoke cannabis like I was a broke microwave, and I don't miss it, not at all.
Sometimes you grow out of it too. I mean, some people it's a phase. They get into it for a while, they do it heavy, and then they get out, and they're never in it again, or maybe here and there, and that's about it. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Or your body changes how it responds to it.
So it does.
That happens. It's Free Talk Live. Your story's welcome.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime. time you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online, freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that we have there for you. They are totally free, and that's the way a talk show website should be. So enjoy it at freetalklive.com. And one of those features is the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to be part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Is this the holiday season now, Ian? I mean, you know, tomorrow's Halloween.
I would say so, yeah. I mean, Halloween is definitely, you know, after Halloween, the Christmas sales really kick in pretty heavily.
I don't just mean Christmas, but I mean Thanksgiving. It's a
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, generally people like to have good things to eat around the holiday season, and the place to get some good things to eat is statelesssweets.com. They've got all kinds of sweets there made with all natural ingredients. These are very high quality, good candies that are made by a Jillian over there at Stateless Sweets.
Handcrafted.
Handcrafted would be a good term for them. I'm looking here at those chocolate-covered caramels. They've got chocolate.
Sadly, you're looking at them online, not in real life.
Yeah, pistachio brittle.
When did the pistachio brittle coming in? That's what I want.
Yeah, it sounds really good, doesn't it?
It sounds like the best right now. Yeah. Supplant my current favorite, which is your favorite as well, the toffee.
Butter toffee.
Here's what you do. Is you go get the sampler. They've got a sampler package.
Yeah, that's
smart.
And then you can get a bunch of different ones and try them out and find out which one works for you.
Variety is the spice of life.
At statelesssweets.com.
And well, you can pay with Bitcoin over there, too, right?
You can. You can pay with Bitcoins.
Pretty cool. 855-450-FREE, a poker league that runs its tavern-based games without a buy-in, was the target of a police crackdown in Florida this past weekend. The story, according to cardplayer.com, on Saturday, state and local authorities raided a monthly poker tournament at a bar in the city of Largo after an investigation into unlawful gambling, the Tampa Bay Times reported. The Nuts Poker League, that's Nuts with a Z, which was running a free game open to the public at Louis Grill and Sports Bar at the time of the crackdown, said on its Facebook page that some of the police were in full riot gear and had their weapons drawn.
For a bunch of people playing poker?
Just
for no money?
That's only prudent.
That's right. The tournament's...
going into a bar. That's not how I go into a bar.
The tournament's...
That's how I go to the bathroom.
With full riot gear on, you mean?
Yeah.
The tournament's 140 players reportedly were told to stop what they're doing, and when the dust settled, six were arrested and accused of being involved with a, quote, gambling house, unquote. One woman present described the event in a blog post saying, quote, today, while out playing poker with this poker league, we were raided by the Florida Division of Alcohol, Beverages, and Tobacco, all with
men. They didn't have anything better to do. Can you imagine how much money was spent on this raid for people?
They got the crew out, for sure.
Playing cards for no money.
All with men and women officers wearing black masks so he couldn't see their faces. That's because they're embarrassed about what they do, in my opinion. They don't want to be seen doing what they're doing by, you know, a loved one who might be at a poker game with 160 people at it.
It dehumanizes them. Yeah. I mean, whenever you see the bad guys on TV, generally the henchmen, you don't see their faces.
Right.
This is, you know, this is a technique.
And it's also very intimidating. Yeah, so that's another reason to make it a technique specifically.
Well, right. If you can put a layer in between the humanity that all police have. I mean, at some level, they're human beings.
Sure they are.
They have feelings. They have families. They have things that are important in their lives. And when you can lock eyes with another human being and connect on that kind of, you know, unspeakable level, there's something there that is taken away by having a mask or having a pair of reflective sunglasses or whatever. Because even the cop isn't black masked, they are frequently behind those cop glasses, and they make it very difficult for you to connect with that sort of emotive human being behind them.
That's right. You look at the gas masks or the stormtrooper helmets, and you realize I can expect no mercy from this robot.
It's inhuman or, you know, bug-like or whatever the idea is behind it. I mean, it's obviously a technique. I wonder what would happen if you'd say, "I'll give you my license and registration as soon as you remove your sunglasses."
You take off your glasses. That's an interesting idea.
I just wonder. Yeah, I wonder what would happen.
Why not try it? I mean, they probably aren't going to arrest you.
You're guaranteed to get the ticket at that point.
Yeah, well, if you're going to be an activist, you're guaranteed to get some, you know, tickets. If you're going to stand up for your rights,
you have no right to have them remove the sunglasses. I'm just wondering.
Well, no, you have a right to negotiate. You absolutely do. At any time, you can negotiate something else with these guys.
I
negotiated the return of my camera and my cell phone pretty much immediately after getting out of the lockup last week in Palmer, Massachusetts. Had I not said anything, I probably would not have gotten those things.
Probably not.
So, back to the quote here from the lady's blog. She talks about their black masks. She says, "We were forced by a threat of going to jail to place our hands on the table where they could see them and stay there until we were told. Felony charges have been filed according to the league under Florida law. The felonies would be in the third degree and could carry a..." Now, third degree, is that worse than
no.
a first? It's not as... Okay. But still felony.
5 years.
Yeah, still a prison of up to 5 years. Luke Lyrit, an attorney involved in the matter, told Card Player that players took cell phone photos and video of the raid and were ordered by the officers to delete the material. So, again, these people, they don't want to be seen doing this. They don't want to be seen. They're wearing masks. They don't want to be seen on YouTube. They don't want people to know about this. I mean, I don't know how many other places reported on this. This is cardplayer.com. This is not coming from, you know, mainstream media, Tampa Bay Online or something like that. I'm not saying they didn't cover it. I don't know. But, you know, stories like this don't get the coverage they deserve.
Sure, this is just your average individual playing for no money. Is that right? You said $0
buy-in. Now, I don't know if that means there wasn't somebody throwing money on a table somewhere, you know, in this 160-person game, but to get into the game, it was $0.
I mean, there's lots of poker tournaments that go on for charity in Sarasota, Florida. I have...
Well, those, I'm sure, are permitted appropriately, Mark,
celebrity,
and have begged for permission.
Well, you know, the celebrity dealer or whatever, not that I'm any celebrity and not that I can deal very well, but, you know, I have certainly done these things, and...
Wasn't that a Pork Fest or something? Porcupine Freedom Festival?
I may have done some of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but I did it in
I know you were a bartender at one point there. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Ian, do you like to play poker?
You know, no, not really.
I never do either. I find that I get beginner's luck. It seems maybe that's just what I remember, mm-hmm. that I'm lucky when I play. But I do not know how to play poker. I wouldn't put my money on the line because I'd lose it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. And I don't really feel like learning, you know, and I'm not really interested in spending the time and effort to learn how to play poker, especially against more talented players who, you know, have done it for many, many years, say like a demo from copblock.org.
It's fun to play. It's fun to win. It's not fun to lose.
Yeah.
And it's not fun to study and get good at it. So it's fun to play for small pots is the way I see poker. You know,
yeah,
like not dimes and quarters and stuff.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fun for me to study how to get good at it, but I'm sure it is fun for lots of people. Andrew Carroll was a freak.
One of those, one of the earlier movers for the Free State Project, actually the subject of a documentary called Libertopia, as a matter of fact.
And he was a big poker player.
So I did look here, by the way, to try to dig up a little more information about the Nuts Poker League story. Here's to see who covered this. Now, if you search for Nuts Poker League, that's Nuts with a Z, Poker League on Google, you do the news search on Google, it comes up with a handful of poker sites and TampaBay.com, which is the Tampa Bay Times reporting. So Tampa Bay Times did report on this. However, that's it. That's how unremarkable the news media considered this story of the police doing an armed raid on a publicly announced free-to-play poker tournament. That's how absolutely uninterested the media is in stories like this. Now, if the government came into the local television station...
Why don't they raid the bingo halls?
They do that, too, sometimes, depending. But if the government came into a local TV station and held all of its employees at gunpoint for some perceived violation of city code or something like that, that would get some coverage on the news that night.
Sure would.
But, no, you know, if it's somebody else having their business raided, you know, it's just another raid. Businesses get raided all the time, right? 855, it's the police state of America, so where's the news? 855-453. We'll tell you more about that raid, and it's not the only one. There's another one in Maine, probably one near you that we haven't heard about. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453. Do you think poker and gambling should be illegal? Really?
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Through tomorrow only, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Groove Specials through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us anything you want here. Toll free number 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. And here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We invite you to the website. Head over and enjoy the features. Now, if you like the fact that we give you the website for free, there's something you can do for us. You can shop with Free Talk Live. Mark, you mentioned the holiday season. Well, perfect time to get your shopping done. Do it now. Take care of it, you know, all that stuff. Don't go bother with the stores and the lines and the parking lots and the angry customers and the surly clerks. You can do it all from your computer at shop.freetalklive.com. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you will see links to Amazon. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. You click into the right one for you. You get whatever you're looking for. It's Amazon. Huge selection. Free Super Saver shipping on a bunch of their brand new items. And in addition to that, you're going to get great deals, plus all the reviews. Everything you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate links over at shop.freetalklive.com. So Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your holiday shopping done, including gift cards.
If you, I did an Edgington post just before the show with Bill Frezza. I spoke with him. He is a fellow from the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and I spoke with him about government manipulation of statistics. And there's a lot of government manipulation of economic statistics out there. And also his sort of predictions about the coming economy and things like that. You can find it at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. That's where all the Edgington posts are. It's soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we've been talking about gambling, and what sparked the conversation is a story from cardplayer.com. It's on a handful of other poker-related websites.
barely scratched the surface of the news. Tampa Times reported on it, but that's it. It's a 140 to 160 people playing poker in public. You know, these people were outdoors at a, you know, bar and grill in Largo, Florida.
They clearly did not think that they were doing something illegal.
Right, and they...
It was a zero buy-in.
The cops come in, right, zero buy-in. The cops come in with the full raid team and hold people at gunpoint, demand they keep their hands on the table. We'll tell you more about their story, but I asked the question... Does anybody actually think gambling should be illegal? I mean, there's one guy here in the Tampa Times story that says it was like something out of a bad movie with masks and guns out. They made everyone feel like we were really criminals. Let's go to you and your thoughts. George, listening in Richfield. Are they criminals? George in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Absolutely not criminals. First of all, they weren't playing for money. Second of all, if they were playing for money and they earned it honestly, that money is property, and under the New Hampshire and United States Constitution, that property belongs to them for them to do with what they see fit.
Well, I agree with you, but I wonder how many people have actually challenged these charges? Because we talk a lot on this show about the plea deal process and how it is that, 98% or something like that of cases get a plea deal and nobody ever goes to trial, hardly anybody.
I don't know what the percentage is, but I can tell you that fewer than 1% of cases of arrests end up in court.
Yep, hardly anybody goes to trial with these things. So I wonder how many times have they busted up these gambling... How many times have they busted up these gambling operations and everybody just takes a plea and nobody ever bothers, bothers kind of challenging the constitutionality or the unconstitutionality of the bans on gambling?
Is gambling illegal simply because it's so profitable?
Actually, in New Hampshire, I was the sponsor of the decriminalized bill in the State House this year to make it so that playing any poker game at your house, in public or anywhere else, was going to be legal.
Awesome. This must be State Representative George Lambert, then.
It is. I just said my name.
I didn't hear the last part. If you did say the last part, but
okay.
I'm glad that you're out there doing that, and you're one of the more liberty oriented folks in the state legislature up here. But you're not a Free State Project participant, right?
I am not. Actually, I lived here beforehand. And, people ask me that all the time, and I say, you know what? If I'd lived somewhere else, I probably would have signed up and moved.
Oh, that's excellent.
But I was up here and involved in, complaining about the atrocities of government for years, and somebody said, well, you have two choices. Put your name on a ballot and do something about it, or shut up. I put my name on a ballot, and I went out and said, why is it that we go out and say this stuff is illegal? We have laws on the books that are absurd.
Oh, yeah.
Poker's one of them. There's no shortage. There's 11,000 pages of laws in New Hampshire. And
Wow. Tiny
point. Actually, that's when you include the administrative rules. There's 11,000 pages.
Good Lord. I'd like to cut that down to 11.
But that would be about the size of our Constitution. But we'll keep working on that.
Tell me more about your bill. I mean, George, tell me more about your bill. You were trying to make it so poker games at home, even for a little bit of money, would have been legal. Is that right?
I wanted to make sure that I could play a poker game with 10 friends for $1,100 a piece so we could send someone to the World Series.
Nice.
I didn't want to talk about nickel dime quarter. I said, you know what? It's my money. I should be able to spend it in my own way that I want.
Good for you for going all in, because it's really frustrating to me when I hear people in politics, especially who are supposedly liberty-oriented, saying, well, we can't come up with a principle bill. We have to water it down in order for it to be accepted. But usually bills get watered down in the process anyway, so why not come to the table with something principled like it sounds like you did? I think that's great news. But what happened to it? Did it make it out of committee? What was the story?
The good news is the governor signed it.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Oh no, that's the great news. Actually, when he signed it, it didn't have a single word of my language in it. It didn't do anything to protect the poker players. It went out and made a whole bunch of other things illegal and became a completely status bill that I'm the prime sponsor of.
Oh,
that
God.
Didn't have a single word of my language. Because
that's got to be frustrating.
You'd think that, wouldn't you? And then when you have all of these reporters calling me up and going, well, why is it that you would be so in favor of making it illegal for people to play games of chance for money they earned, I get to say, I'm not opposed to that at all. The problem is that the establishment doesn't like it. First, they don't get to tax it. Second, they don't get to regulate it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Third,
state lottery.
It is competition to them. That's true.
And so there's an argument that said, I went out and tried to fight in the Republican platform in New Hampshire to get them to support and endorse lottery games, games of chance, and poker. They didn't support that. And so in the New Hampshire Republican platform, we say we're opposed to gambling because of its negative social consequences.
Now, I've heard that there's more liberty.
You know, I was at the Republican State Convention. I don't even remember voting on that.
You didn't. That's because I tabled it.
Okay, great.
I tried to actually get it tabled so that we could actually get some people to go out and say, no, this really ought to be a debate, because they were going to try to beat us on it.
What are the crimes in New Hampshire for gambling? Let's say, George, you know, state rep, let's say you got in front of the entirety of the state house and decided to engage in another game of, in some sort of game of chance with another state representative, who's another liberty-oriented person. What would they charge you with if they were going to arrest you?
Well, if I was doing it at the state house on the state floor, it would be legal, because if in testimony I were to do something like that as antics, I can't be charged for that. But if I did it
really?
At my home, oh yeah.
Can I get up as a state representative and smoke a marijuana cigarette in front of the state house as an antic?
You could, actually, and the Speaker of the House could have you thrown in jail, because he's the only person who can actually arrest you while you're in the middle of your legislative duties at the State House.
So let me ask
you, the Speaker of the House could arrest you, then, in theory, for gambling?
Actually, not if it was part of testimony. You said in front of the State House.
Oh, okay. So if I were testifying.
As part of the testimony, legislators have immunity.
Oh, that's incredible.
Be amazed, the little things, so they can actually go out and speak honestly about it. I saw an awful lot of state reps get up and say, I smoke marijuana on the House floor. I'm like, what are you doing? You're going to get arrested. And then you learn the rules.
Uh-huh.
But here's the problem. If I come home and I play an illegal card game at my house, they could take my house.
Gosh, is it a felony?
Yeah, actually, depending on the limits, it could be. Yeah.
So it's the money. The money is the factor as to whether it's a misdemeanor or a felony?
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Anyone who participates or allows it to happen can be charged.
Wow.
And there.
So if you just own the house and you're there in the other room watching TV, you're guilty.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I love the idea of allowing it to happen. It turns you into a snitch, essentially.
This is so ridiculous. Now, tell me, George, are you running for re-election this year?
Oh, yes, I am.
How's the campaign going?
Well, I think it's going pretty well. My brand seems to have a great deal of credibility. The Democrats calling me a free stater seems to be...
Anyone who's an
helpful.
Activist apparently is a free stater now. There's a court filing recently that labels everybody who's an activist as a FSP member, a Free State Project member, which is ridiculous because there's plenty of people that have been here for longer than the Free State Project like you that are active, and New Hampshire natives as well. George, I appreciate the call tonight. Keep us in the loop with any sort of developments that you feel like are relevant to our audience, and I appreciate hearing from you. We're coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next. Gambling.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.